The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation. This is Jared from Grow My Cleaning Company. So I do all the internal marketing for Mike and Grow My Cleaning Company. So if you are in our world, you've most likely seen some sort of ad or some sort of advertisement, or you were just super desperate and searched the internet and found us on page 100 of Google or something like that. But for the most part, you've probably clicked on or had seen or watched some sort of paid ad, and that is how you came into our universe, and those are all done by me. So hopefully you liked it. So today, Mike has asked me to jump on a podcast really quick here and just go over some of the techniques that I use in marketing and kind of what to look for in 2022 and what's working and what's not. And so I really felt like, as I was kind of thinking about what to talk about, that messaging was such an important thing in today's marketing world. The reason for it is that people are saturated with ads. And I don't know if you guys have seen this, but it is so easy to get on the internet. You know, I think before, maybe 7 years ago or something like that, if you saw an ad on the internet, it was almost like seeing someone on TV. It was like, wow, I don't know how they did that. This is so cool. I remember when I was first running Facebook ads, people would think that Facebook sponsored the company I was running for. They were like, whoa, I don't know why Facebook is promoting this product to me. It's like, Facebook's not. It's the advertiser who's bought the ad space. These days, it is so easy. And it's kind of the mission statements of these platforms to make it as easy as possible for people to get on, which is great if you're just some bozo looking to get up on the internet, but not so great if you are someone who's a professional at it, because what it does is it lets a lot of people, similar to, I guess, what you would see in Cleaning Nation, is like, if anyone picks up a broom and just gives out prices, you think like, okay, this is obviously, they're not going to be as good as me, but there's also going to be a lot of people who, are just going to underbid and do a bad job. And then people get a bad taste in their mouth and they don't want to do them anymore. And now there's trust issues within the industry and yada, yada, yada. You just kind of wish everyone was pricing themselves right and was professional. That way there was trust and all that's kind of going on. So I feel like that's kind of what's going on in the internet. There's just so many people who are all bidding and making mistakes and spending money and not getting ROI for it. And so, you know, we can either A, be like, well, internet marketing sucks, let's just roll over and die. Or we can say, what is it that's going to make us stand out? What's going to make us better? And truly, it comes down to your messaging. So that's why I want to talk about that today. So in your messaging, there is different, I've talked about this before, but there's the three P's of marketing. There's the pain, there's problem awareness, and there's promotion. And the idea is you're going to want to talk about one of those things. What I find that most owners of cleaning companies do is they try to talk about themselves or the benefits, meaning like, oh, we offer, you know, we'll clean your fridge, we'll wipe your windows, we'll come in on the weekends or whatever it may be. And benefits are great. Yeah, people care about benefits, but they're icing on the cake, meaning someone needs to be sold. And once they've made that logical decision that like, yes, I'm interested in this, I want to move forward in this, then the benefits start to really sink in. So it's kind of like, man, I love this car. This car is fast. It moves. It's everything that I need. It's going to fit my family. And then it's like, oh, and check it out. It's got heated seats. And that's like icing on the cake. Oh my gosh, perfect. Because I was already in. Now I'm totally in. It just is that extra nail. So when we start off with our benefits, hey, this has heating seats and the tires are anti-snow and so on and so forth, it hasn't solved their actual concern yet. Well, is it going to fit my family? Does it have good gas mileage? Is it affordable? All the things that we truly care about when making a decision hasn't been made yet because we're being hit with benefits. However, when we sit back and look at our cleaning company, it's kind of like, well, how do I advertise my cleaning company by not hitting benefits? I mean, you know, how do I get involved in that? And so that's kind of what I want to address and talk about. So when it comes to your cleaning company, one of the best advices I can give you is to look at your services as a 6-month service. Okay. Meaning when you take on a client or when you imagine your life with a specific client, I want you to think about what their life is going to be like in 6 months. And if you need to write that down, this is a good opportunity to do that. But to really focus on, this is who I am, this is the service that I provide, but what's their life going to look like in 6 months? And the idea of this is that you're taking what you're giving them and that's what you're offering them, right? So for example, if let's just look at a product that we all know, let's do skincare product. I could talk about how the skincare product is, you know, hormone free and that it's got this great thing and that it has all these cool benefits and look, it's going to make you look great and or I can say, when somebody stops you in 6 months and says, oh my gosh, you look amazing. You look younger. What are you doing? This is the product you're going to show them. This. It's called like a future tense storytelling is what that's called. Meaning that you are speaking about the future of what their life is going to look like because of your services. So this is where advertising, now a lot of us will sit at this point and kind of say, well, I don't know, or I'm going to use just basic words. They'll have peace of mind. That's one of my favorite. They'll have peace of mind and they'll be worry free and their home will be clean or their business will be clean. And it's like, yeah, that's what everyone else is saying. You truly have to really lock in on what is it that their life is going to be. And the only way you can truly know that answer is to talk to people who are currently in pain. And I know Mike has talked about this a lot, the pain conversations that you need to have. Those are so important. We all know what our pain is. We know what we want and what we suffer and what we want to have fixed. But it's a science to get in someone else's head. And that's what marketing is. Marketing is not creating products that you want, but creating products that other people want. So the idea is you have to, when you have these conversations with people, in fact, I'll share with you an example. I was recently on a phone call with some guys that are developing an app. And the idea was they wanted some consulting and some ideas of what they're doing. And so I was on this phone call with them and they brought this person on to have this conversation with them. And when they did, this person started to share the pain about the current app they were using. So their whole thing is they want to replace an app that's already out there. They started to talk about, well, this is what this does, and I wish it did this, and I wish it did this, and I wish it did this. And the guys that were on the phone call were writing it all down. Oh, yeah, no, that's a good idea. We like that, we like that, we like that, we like that. And at that point, I had to say, wait, pause. She's talking, this woman is just sharing the features that she wants in an app. This doesn't help us with our marketing. It helps with app development for sure, but not with our marketing. So then I rephrased the questions to her. I said, if you could change one thing about the app, one thing, what would it be? And she answered that question. And then I said, next thing, what would that do to your life? Tell me about how that affects your life. And so then she, you know, kind of taken back, sat back and said, well, yeah, right now, you know, I don't want to give away too much of this information of this app, but it has a lot to do with managing a business and all this kind of stuff. She was talking about the amount of time it takes her to do this. So then I go to the next question. What would you do with the time that you're saving? And she's like, oh my gosh, I could do this, or I could do this, I could do this. And as those questions start to come, I'm getting my messaging for this company. I'm starting to hear, okay, this is what you guys have all these features, but those are benefits. Right? Those are benefits. Your true, what you offer is what this girl's imagining right now as she's picturing her life with your app. And she's starting to realize that this time is coming back into her life and what she's going to do with this time and how she's going to be more productive, how she can finally finish these other things that she's been having and that the frustrations and just the weight that she was wearing throughout the day and the worry. And as soon as someone, you know, if she needed to make edits to this app or to this, to their business, this app just wasn't intuitive enough. And so it just wore on her. She would wake up kind of dreading the fact that she knew that she was having to use this product that wasn't very good. And then of course it was expensive. And so that wore on her, that she was kind of paying for this thing that there was no other solution for. And she would, oh man, how frustrating is that? You can hear this crossover with so much of what your clients have as well. If someone is reaching out to a cleaning company, they want something. And that's to have their business or their home cleaned. So the idea is, okay, what is your life like right now that you need to reach out to me to have this conversation? What is making you stop what you're doing, get on a phone and call me, right? Those are pain conversations. And if you've been in the business long enough, you probably know this, and you probably know because you've been had clients for 6 months and you're able to say to them or and hear them, you know, speak to you and how grateful they are for you and what you bring them. And that's what you want to sell and that's what you want to promote. A great little way to do this, and this is also something you should be doing as an owner of a cleaning company, is you should have Google My Business set up to be able to collect reviews. And the idea is if you have that set up, as people are going to your website, Google will essentially track that they're on your website. And if they see that they're going through the process of booking a clean with you or whatever, they get a notification that says like, hey, how was Premier Cleaning? You know, give them a review. Like they get it sent to their phone. And at that point, they have an opportunity to leave you a review. And if you don't have that set up, then they don't get that and you don't get the reviews. But reviews do a couple things for you. One is they help your SEO. They help you get seen. Two is it's called social proof. Meaning if someone goes to rent an Airbnb and it has zero reviews, that is a sketchy thing. Just as someone goes to get a cleaning company and someone to come in their home and they have zero reviews. I don't know if you guys have heard about like kind of the scams that have been happening with cleaning companies and moving companies, but it's kind of a thing because it's really easy to get on the internet that people kind of create these fake things. And so there's a little bit of a scare right now. Reviews are an amazing way, especially reviews that are, you know, not all within a week old, right? If you have reviews that go back a few years, like that really solidifies that you are someone that they can trust. So as you set up your Google My Business and those reviews start to come in, now obviously you want to rely on those notifications, but you also want to ask people for reviews and get that. There's no shame in asking people for reviews. I think we sometimes feel like it's a little weird to do that. But the idea is, and Mike talks about this a lot, is you want to position the fact that that your service is great and that they really like it and that they can help other people have this in their life if they leave a review. That kind of changes the mindset of leave me a review because you're really going to help me, but instead leave a review so you can help other people. And that tends to help people leave reviews. But the idea is you collect those reviews and you do Google My Business, and that helps, again, your SEO, it helps, and your social proof, which is having having proof that you are a real business and that that you could be trusted. And as you do that, you're going to start getting verbal feedback of what people like about your business. And that allows you to go through and find the wording that people are using about your business, what it is that they love about you. And that is a great way to get that pain conversations or get those keywords that you need in your marketing message. Because essentially what's happening is you're hearing people say it over and over again, certain key phrases that you're like, yes, this is what I do. And then if you can take those key, for example, if you are a commercial cleaner, let's use this for an example, and you have great customer, satisfaction, but relations, right? You're just customer service. That's the word I'm looking for. You have great customer service, like really great, and you've mastered it really well, and you just kind of built your foundation on this customer service. And as your people are ranting about you and saying this customer service is amazing, I had this problem, they took care of it, or they went over and beyond, this company's amazing, they're essentially building your brand. Right? Because what you don't want to be is a cleaning company. You want to be a cleaning company who fills in the blanks, who specializes in something, who has something that other cleaning companies don't. That's what makes you different. If I say Tesla to you, you understand what a Tesla is, right? You understand what makes them different than an other car, because it is different. It's been marketed as different, but the people, the Tesla drivers, have also branded it as different. So you have other people do that for you. As they leave the reviews, you're going to start to hear what it is that they love. And then that's what you put your emphasis on. That's what you start to go after. And that's what you start to market. That's what you're placing on your website. That's what you're saying makes you different. That's what's happening in your sales conversations. When you're having those sales, when you're bringing out, when you're in the point of bringing out benefits or whatever, you can start to talk about those things. And that's what's essentially, you're building a brand at that point. And if you get a brand that people say, I really like these people, oh yeah, I love this company, then you can even get to, well, they're a little bit more expensive, but they have amazing customer service, and in the long run, it saves you money, or whatever it may be. Just as a Tesla is a little bit more expensive, but they are electric and you pay less for gas, or whatever it may be. Do you hear how that works? There's a reason why people will pay extra for things, but it has to be that they're getting extra, They have to know it. They have to understand that. That's the where the emotional bind comes in. Everyone has to be sold emotionally first before they logically buy. Logics fill in the squares, or fill in the jar is a good way to say it. Emotion is what leads them to make that initial purchase. So yeah, I'm out Christmas shopping or whatever. What am I doing? I'm looking for what's going to make my kids the happiest. And then once I see it, I fill in logically why this is a good purchase. Well, it's a good price point. I think they can play with it a long time. It looks like it's sturdy. It's going to last. It's worth its value. I think it's small enough that it's not going to take up a lot of room in my home. All those logical decisions come after that initial emotional one. Will this toy make my child happy? On Christmas Day, when he opens up this present, is he going to be happy? Is he going to look at me and say, Dad, thank you for this? Like, that's what I truly care about. The rest of it is just helps. It's the icing on the cake, the logic that follows that. So I kind of want to close this podcast with that call to action to you. I want you to really focus in and lock yourself in on what is it that my customers want? The Christmas morning, happy kid. What is that? And then from there, what are my benefits that I can offer that essentially build my brand? And again, you can get that through reviews. You can get that through pain conversations. You can get that through just talking to individuals who have, you know, businesses that use cleaning companies or have homes that they have cleaners, and really start to figure out what it is that people are saying. And as you start to lock into that messaging and understanding what that is, you're going to find that people come to you and they start to brand you. They start to vocalize why they chose you and what it is that makes you stand out to them. And as you have that, that is truly growing a business. That's when you have something special. And with that, that's what other people will, if you wanted to sell your business, will buy. You know, it's nice to say, look, I have all these clients and this is recurring and this and this is that. And like, that's all amazing. But one of the questions for sure is, and on a buyer's mind, is how can I get bigger? How can I grow bigger? And when they see that you've built a brand and that people are jumping on your ship because of your brand, that's going to excite any buyer. Now, that I'm getting kind of ahead here, selling your business, whatnot. Let's just talk about the present here. Having someone excited to hire you because of what others have branded you with is true success. It's the cheapest way to market. So get out there. Keep doing what you guys are doing. Find out what it is that makes your customers tick, and really just focus in on that. Again, it's called future tense storytelling, meaning you're locking in on what the client is going to, what their life is going to be like in 6 months after using your service. And as you do that, you're going to see growth to your cleaning company. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening. If you haven't yet, I would suggest that you jump on a call with Mike and the coaches here at Grow My Cleaning Company. Mike, this is a free service that Mike provides. The idea of it is that he has these coaches who are all successful business owners, and he's able to bring them in, and you are able to talk to them. And they walk you through what it is that they help identify it, I guess is a good way to say it. You know, a lot of us know that we're stuck, or we know we could be doing better, but we just don't know what it is. And that's what this call does. And it kind of opens up and says, this is where this is. This is where you're stuck. This is what you need. And that is worth its weight in gold. But beyond that, you're just, yeah, getting that clarity, which is awesome. All right, guys, have a good one.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.